No, but it is an honor for me to stand before you this first Sunday in September to deliver a message of hope and inspiration. Can you hear me now?
No, I don't think
it's not in here.
Well, no, just know we're all here by divine appointment. I like to start off with a joke. I don't usually do that, but I'm going to do that this morning.
Good.
A young man was going door to door looking for work. One homeowner hands him a brush and a bucket of paint and offers him $150 to paint his porch. A few hours later, the young man comes back to the homeowner and says, "I'm finished. However, there's one thing that I want you to know is that your car is a Ferrari, not a Porsche." Most of you know, this is considered Labor Day weekend, that is. And it's an unofficial end of summer. Labor Day has been nationally celebrated, a federal holiday in the United States for a long time, since 1894, during the presidency of Grover Cleveland. It's also honored in Canada. There was a gentleman named Peter J. McGuire, who is considered the father of the Labor Day holiday. And he wanted citizens that labored all year long to be acknowledged and to have a day to relax. Note, he also lived in the St. Louis area for a while. Now that bit of knowledge you've heard, think on this scripture, Proverbs 14 and 23. And it says, "In all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads to poverty." Note that there is two parts to this proverb. However, let's first define what labor means. Labor means work. Work means to move or to do with great effort, to strive, to achieve, to engage in constantly. The second part of this scripture, idle chatter leads to poverty, for the most part can be easily understood because people who talk about doing but don't do get nowhere, leading to an impoverished life. Poverty is not just about money or finances, just like starvation doesn't have to be just about food. When a person spends their life just talking, watching, not participating in the experience of life, they're impoverished. They are not involved, not participating in the enjoyment and experiences in life. It's just talk, no matter if it's related to a job, an idea, relationship, or learning something new. The richness and enjoyment in life is the involvement, the experiences, both positive and those experiences that are painful. Now back to the first part of this scripture. In all labor there is profit. You might say, there's not profit in all labor. Well, that's true. If you're only thinking about finances, of course, that's because you're only looking at the surface of the statement. Now go deeper for a greater understanding of this statement. To labor toil or practice at any endeavor, it generally feels good towards the end of the day or at the end of hours of hard work. And that's a reward, that's a profit unto itself. Even if the results are progress is not clearly recognizable, it's most likely satisfying to the soul. The individual's self-esteem is probably boosted, and seeds of new learning were planted, and that's a profit. If financial gain is the purpose, with diligent pursuit and hard work, most probably finances will be the profit. Now think about your life, where you are today. Right now, this moment, everything that has happened over these many years of your life has brought you to this point, this place in time, today. Maybe it hasn't been easy. Sometimes it's been hard. At times it's been a struggle. When things were easy, you accepted them on life's terms. You were probably aligned with God consciousness. You were feeling victorious. You were in victor consciousness. When you got mad at things, you were angry and you were ready to tell somebody off or hurt them, you were in victim consciousness, in a state of resistance. It's like being in the dark and cannot focus on right action. Resistance is not just how we deal with big circumstances in life. It's sort of a habit that occurs in all things, big and small. For an example, I recently purchased a computer and had the store to transfer everything from my computer to the new one. After getting home, I discovered that my emails didn't transfer. Wow. They didn't transfer like I thought they should. I was so upset. I was ranting and raving in the house by myself. I could have screamed. I said, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? I communicate through emails. I was feeling big time resisting, tremendously resisting. I felt like I was a victim. I was in victim consciousness. I began to think, why is this happening? Why is this happening to me? Why didn't those emails transfer like everything else from my computer? Then I regrouped and said, okay, Sarah, you need to accept the fact that you're upset. You're frustrated. Now calm yourself. Focus and decide what is the next step. And I did. What I did before, I gave away my peace. But later, I reclaimed it. Just note that any unwanted circumstance, a problem at home, work, anywhere, that allows our mind to get so frustrated, fearful, in doubt, having discomfort, anxieties in our body, that's a state of resistance. It's a normal and a healthy response to express emotions around serious life events. Our practice is, of course, is to work to minimize the resistance and that struggle that's going on by accepting that we're in that resistant mode. Be aware of yourself when you're in that resistant mode. But then you need to focus on positive and healthy ways to overcome the problem or the circumstance and deal with life producing events, because they are going to happen. The mindset has to be that we, you and I, will work and practice diligently to overcome by not resisting. When we resist, much of the time, our energy is spent ruminating over unwanted circumstances, complaining, agonizing with internal chatter about what we're feeling. Sometimes that ruminating and agonizing goes on for hours, days, weeks. It can even go on for months. It can disturb our sleep. When we're in a state of resistance, we feel pain and suffering, mentally and emotionally. Instead, the healthy approach is to practice acceptance. Acceptance gives us peace of mind and allows us to align with God's mind. Accepting that we have these feelings, acknowledge them. Know that you're feeling frustrated. Don't suppress them, but accept them, understand, and allow them to flow through you. Don't ruminate about it, though. Then we can use our mind and emotions to focus on how we can solve the problem and move through this experience without needless suffering, which actually is created in our minds. It's important to note that even with the practice of acceptance, there will still be some life events. Even though we're not resisting, can still and will be painful. It's life. There may be some serious health issues in ourselves, in our families, in our neighbors, friends. May even have major losses, death, or changing circumstances can result in emotional or physical pain. We have to be completely open to the truth of what we're experiencing. Fully feel it and express these emotions, not to suppress them, but to allow them to flow through us. Anytime any unwanted circumstance shows up in our lives, we should pause, take breaths, deep breaths, and be thoughtful about where we choose to spend our time, emotion, and energy. Remember, everyday life is happening no matter what. So let us learn to move, to dance, to walk, to run in nature, maybe swim, reboot our body computer, enjoy the wind, enjoy the rain, the sun, the moon, the stars. Let's have a relationship with nature. Listen to the birds. Watch a squirrel. See a sunrise or sunset. Touch a tree. See a flower. Enjoy the flower. Interconnect with everyone and everything. Remember, we are one with all that is. All that is God. That's life. Life is God. God is love. Pause and be with yourself for some period of time every day. Bless yourself and all that enter your thoughts. May you not spend energy in a state of resistance, but in a state of acceptance of life, so that you may be, you can live happier, healthier, and more peaceful. Remember, it's not going to happen overnight, though. Practice, practice. Of course, practice makes progress. Keep trying. With every effort, we get better with life. We are one with the divine, and with God, all things are possible. So let us pray. Let us begin with the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Now let us settle into a meditative state by being aware of our breath, our breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. Feeling our oneness with the divine within. We continue to breathe in and out as we relax into a state of oneness, connecting heart to heart with all life. Continue to breathe and relax, going deeper and deeper into peace and calm. Say to yourself, I accept the goodness of divine life. Know that divine life is with you always, because you are a child of God. And God is life. And life is love. Love, unconditional love, is the answer to any unwanted situation in life. Pause with that knowing in the silence. Slowly bring yourself back to the presence of this room. And know deep within our hearts that we are one. We're not alone. And whatever is before us, we will face with a new acceptance of life. And we say, thank you, God. Thank you. And so it is. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. What an appropriate, wonderful message for us today. Because I don't know about all of you, but sometimes when things don't go, like, we don't have music. So I'm resisting that. I want music. And why do we have it? Yeah. And how often we do that. So that lesson was so appropriate for me. Anybody else?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I didn't bring anything back with me now. Okay. Beautiful view here. All right, now is the time when we give you an opportunity to share your financial substance with this ministry. So if you brought a financial gift with you, if you didn't, put your hand over the thing and put your love in there. So this helps to support our ministry and keep the lights on and all the things we do. So will you join me in our prosperity blessing together?
Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive.
Thank you, God.